I think in terms of the most successful, we've had such a wide range of projects over the years, and many of them have been very successful in many different ways. I think the key thing that we've seen for the really successful ones are where students have really been inspired by the sort of subject matter, where they really got actively engaged in this, that it hasn't just become I need to do something when I get back. It's become something that they really have driven themselves. It's also where they've been determined to really reach out as widely as possible, that sort of community is in its broadest sense. It's not just within the school community. And whilst we've seen lots of very good school-based projects, really the most successful ones are the ones that have gone beyond the school gate. It's also where the most successful ones have been where they've engaged with that wider community, not just spoken to it, but actually genuinely engaged with it. They've engaged with their peers, they've engaged with community groups, they've engaged with sort of local leaders, and therefore they've really sort of developed and built on those local links and connections. And that's another area where we've really seen that success. And the most successful ones have been the ones that really have sort of shared, where we've seen young people share their knowledge and understanding with those people, inspiring others, helping to shape wider local legacy projects, wider local community remembrance events, and really looking at building on that, the enthusiasm they have, and taking that into the wider community. So I think those are sort of the core elements. Now, how they've done that has been a real sort of multitude of different ways, but that's been the sort of fundamental elements of it. I think one of the key themes throughout this for many of these projects has been that theme of remembrance. But what's been most significant, I think, about these successful projects is that remembrance hasn't been something that's just been happening to students. It's been something that they've been centrally involved in shaping themselves, thinking about how do we remember, how do we continue to remember, and how should we continue to remember. And I think that's sort of been the groundwork of that. Now, how they've presented that has come in many, many different ways. We've seen a range of schools do sort of displays and exhibitions. A couple that spring to mind fairly recently was one at a school in Somerset where they created an interactive exhibition of the battlefield tour that they've been on, allowing people to explore the battlefields themselves, adding historical context, making connections to the local community through that. And they created an interactive display that was then on permanently accessible in the school library, and they also made that available to community groups as well. Another very successful project was one that was done in York in 2015-2016, which culminated in the students curating an exhibition at the York Castle Museum, where for a period of 3 months they literally took over an exhibition space, curated and created their own exhibition throughout the summer of 2016, which they themed 1916 more than just the Somme. And therefore, again, we really saw sort of students driving and shaping that. So using displays and exhibitions. And some of our other really successful ones have been where students have used the arts. So we've had an example last year of a school in Canterbury that used pottery to create a permanent sort of memorial within their school, inspired by the Coming World Remember Me project that they'd taken part in Ypres, which many schools took part in Ypres during the Battlefield Tours programme. We had another school, a special school in Tottenham, Vale School, who wrote a song. And that song, entitled My Mate George, just grew and grew in terms of the scale and the number of people it reached, starting off just in the local, within their local sort of school and community, growing to performances that were then given at Alexandra Palace. They then performed it at London-based schools events, at the Albert Hall, Festival Hall, all sorts of big events. It then featured on BBC coverage of Key Centenary's Passchendaele in 2017. So again, how they used the arts to reach out. We've had other schools who've worked on projects such as memorial gardens and peace gardens within their school and within their school community. Schools that have helped shape community memorial gardens and have created memorials to sit within them, such as one that was done in Worthing. And then lots of other schools who've based their projects around the community and the impact war had on that community. So whether it be looking at local soldiers or local regiments, local factories, really building on an understanding how the war shaped their community at the time and since. So as you can see, a very broad range of projects. But the central theme to all of those has been where students have shaped them themselves and really driven them and expressed them in a way that they have chosen. Not that it's been sort of shaped, not been very traditional, but really has been inspired by their own thoughts and ideas and their own visits to those sites and those battlefields.